With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. As the school year comes to an end, local school districts are already preparing for what learning may look like in the fall. The Roaring Fork School District released three possible plans for the next school year this week. One option is in-person learning, where most students and teachers return to the classroom. Another is distance learning, and the third would be a hybrid between the two. Roaring Fork Schools will look to public health officials for advice on risk levels before choosing a direction at the end of July. Aspen School District officials also say they will make a decision for the fall based on guidance from the state and local health officials. Aspen Skiing Company announced opening dates for summer activities on its mountains. SkiCo says they'll adhere to state and county health guidelines. Alex Hager has the details.
Ajax will open up on June 12th. You can take the Silver Queen gondola up for sightseeing, hiking, and more. Food and beverages will be available up there, but the sun deck is undergoing renovations, so it'll be grab-and-go only. Snowmass gets going on June 21st when the Elk Camp gondola and Elk Camp lift start spinning. Most of the Lost Forest and Alpine Coaster will open that day, too. Snowmass will have food and beverages available as well, and the bike park will open as conditions permit. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Pickens County allowed partial reopening of restaurants and lodging earlier this week, and phase two of its plan includes dates for other industries to do the same. The first day of June will bring a green light for summer day camps and playgrounds. On June 8th, gyms, fitness centers, and places of worship will be allowed to reopen. On June 15th, theaters. And on June 22nd, the cap on event sizes goes up to 50 people. Each industry will require strict distancing guidelines once they reopen. Open, and plans could change if case rates increase. A handful of state lawmakers are starting to cast votes from home to avoid possibly being exposed to the coronavirus at the State House. Scott Franz has more.
Three senators appeared at the Capitol digitally on Thursday with their web camera feeds displayed on a large projector. The effort to allow them to debate and vote remotely sparked an intense debate this week. Democrats argued lawmakers with pre-existing health conditions should not have to work in the building during the pandemic, but all Republicans opposed the change, with some saying the coronavirus is not enough of a threat to allow them to work from home. After Democrats, who have the majority in both chambers, voted to approve remote participation, Colorado joined more than a dozen other states making the change. The U.S. House of Representatives is also letting members participate digitally for the first time in its 231-year history. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
A man from Indiana will spend 1 week in jail and pay a $4,000 fine after he rappelled into Yellowstone's Grand Canyon looking for Forrest Fenn's famed treasure. Camilla Kadalska explains why he's not the first and likely won't be the last.
Forrest Fenn is an acclaimed artist collector who grew up in the West. While he was recovering from cancer, he decided he wanted to attract people to explore the Rocky Mountains. He decided to hide some treasure that's valued at least $2 million. In his 2010 memoir, there are clues to the treasure's location. And since then, people have flocked to Yellowstone National Park and surrounding areas to find it. Historians see it as a modern-day American frontier dream of going out west and making it big. However, at least five people have died in the attempt. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Camila Kadalska.
And I'm Molly Dove. Aspen Public Radio News.